This is Matt Rice with today's Marketline report for Thursday. The corn market rallies while feeder cattle suffer the consequences. Let's go to Virginia McCarthy with the CME Group to hear more.
Feeders did fall just for that reason. The corn futures are higher again. Expectation of oversupply this month is actually happening. Packers are in control. They've already procured most of what they need for the month of May. That doesn't really bode well for the prices right now.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for July closed the day up 20 and a quarter to finish at 11.13. July corn was up 13 and a quarter to finish the day at 7.88 and a half. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for July were up 25 and a half to settle at 12 and a half. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein were unchanged to down 5, ranging from 11 to 11.70. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein prices for July were also unchanged, ranging from 10.50 to 11.20. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for July were up 13 to 24 and a quarter, ranging from 12.88 to 13.23. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for June were up 42 and a half, ranging from 13.36 to 13.61. Live cattle for June were up $1.17 and a half, closing at 133.57 and a half. August feeder cattle were down $1.85 to finish the day at 170 even. June Class 3 milk was up 30 cents to settle at $23.81.
Thanks for listening to the Marketline Report. This is Matt Rice.